Wake up, Mommy.
Happy Mother's Day, honey.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
We made you breakfast.
Oh, yeah?
And look, a Marosa, your favorite.
Look, Mom, I made you a picture.
What do you think?
You know what? This isn't gonna cut it.
What do you mean?
All year long, I do everything to keep this family running smoothly. And this is your attempt at making me feel special? This is a joke.
You don't like the breakfast?
No, I don't like the breakfast. I don't like cantaloupe, Aaron. Anybody remember that Mommy doesn't like cantaloupe? Huh? And it's called a mimosa, Stanley. And you served it to me in a vase. Couldn't find a glass?
I thought it would be special.
Do you like the picture I made? It sucks. Just like you guys suck.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You're just hurting yourself with this rambunctious behavior.
The review you had on Shark Sandwich, which was merely a two-word review, just a shit sandwich.
The old fox put his hand on the guard's face.
Are you menstruating right now?
Well, good day and welcome to the program. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I know I did. You know, I normally share with you the funny stuff that I find on the internet, but it's not very often that I have an opportunity to share with you heartwarming stories, you know, just from Middle America. Well, I found this little gem on the Onion News Network. It's the video counterpart to the Onion Radio News that I normally share with you. I hope this story touches you the way it's touched me.
An update to a truly inspirational story we first told you about earlier this week. I'm talking about Brian Peet, the fat boy from Richmond, Virginia, who successfully averted ridicule by swimming, get this, with his shirt on.
Amazing.
Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, Brian, who's been fat since birth, was tired of being made fun of at the community pool. So when it came time to hit the water, Brian devised a plan to keep his upper body covered. Now today, the Onion News Network has more on that fat little boy's big fat discovery.
A super-sized welcome to you, my friend Brian.
Thanks
for being here.
You bet. So Brian, for our viewers who may not be familiar with our story, tell us what happened.
Well, I kept my shirt on when I was swimming.
Yes, you did, but it was a lot more than that, because that shirt shielded you from the ridicule of others. It made them completely unaware of your oversized stomach and a pair of floppy breasts. Isn't that right?
Yeah, no one laughed.
Wonderful.
So, Brian, at the pool, without the shirt on, the children made fun of you?
Yes, I'd usually get made fun of because, well, before the shirt.
What kind of names were these kids calling you at the pool?
Meathead, Fatso. Hard butt, Wally the Whale.
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball, those sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
Brian, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, I went into the bathroom stall like I normally would, and I just decided, when I was about to take off my shirt, I'm just going to keep it on.
Can you tell us a little bit about the shirt itself?
Well, it was one of my white T-shirts. I usually wear them as undershirts because I sweat through my button downs.
Just a normal white T-shirt.
Right.
Well, but when it got wet, it was like a protective shield against the laughter of the other kids at the pool.
Yes.
You were able to disguise being a porker and avert that sort of treatment from your peers.
I'm just glad no one tripped me when I was at the pool and no one tried to throw my towel into the water or anything like that.
It's just truly an inspirational story, Brian. We're so glad to have you into our studios in person. And guess what? We're sending Brian down on the street with our weatherman, Steve Merck, who's got one of those big fire hoses. He's going to wet him down right there on the street in a white T-shirt, Brian. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know about you, but that story warmed the cockles of my heart. What a brave boy. And innovative, too. That Onion News Network is always a consistent source for comedy. I love it. Anyway, congratskies to Ken Allen for guessing the classic rock quote of the day last Friday. It was, in fact, Killer Queen by, of course, Queen. But you can take a stab at it as well. Tweet me, Facebook me, or email me your guesses. That's all we got for today, bub.
Just as always, you've gotten your way. Just a